This is Leadership Strategies for Women Radio, and I'm your host, Ellie Nieves. I'm the founder and president of Leadership Strategies for Women, where I develop seminars and webinars to help women achieve career success. And I coach women who want to achieve more both personally and professionally. To learn more, please visit my website at leadershipstrategiesforwomen.com, or you can follow the Leadership Strategies for Women page on Facebook. Our guest is Dr. Jennifer Bennett. Dr. Bennett is a social media marketing expert. She's a communications specialist for iBloom, a business consultancy that is revolutionizing the way women do business and live life. Dr. Bennett, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am just absolutely thrilled to be here, and I so appreciate you asking me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on our show, and I'm eager to hear everything that you have to share with us. And to get us started, I would love to learn more about your background.
Sure. So I am originally from Miami, Florida, but I spent many of my growing up years in the Florida Keys on a very specific key called Big Pine Key. And usually when I tell people that, they're like, oh my goodness, you grew up in the Florida Keys. And, you know, while it was great growing up there, it's not a place that I would probably want to live in. It's a very relaxed atmosphere, as you can imagine, because that's what we see all the time when we read and hear about Key West. But growing up there was absolutely wonderful for me. I was very blessed with being able to grow up in a Christian household and being a part of a church that had an active youth group. And really, all throughout my growing up years, God was just a very important part of my life, so much so that at the age of 17, I actually went on a month-long mission trip to Venezuela. And, you know, now as a mother myself, I often think about, my goodness, my parents were brave to send me there for 1 month. But it was on that trip that I knew that God was calling me to full-time ministry. And so after high school, I ended up attending the community college in Key West for a couple of years, and then I moved on to the University of North Florida, where I completed my bachelor's in communications. And once again, it was there that I felt God stirring my heart and calling me to attend a Bible school or a seminary where I could pursue my graduate studies. And so once I graduated from college, I made a big moved to Texas, where I knew absolutely no one, and I attended Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary for my master's in Christian education, and I had the opportunity while I was there, and even when I graduated, to be a part of youth ministry as a youth pastor in both Texas and back in Miami, the one place that I told God I would never go back to, God sent me to. And that was a big learning experience for me, and the fact that never tell God what you won't do or where you won't go, because he just might take you there. But the cool thing was that it was in Miami that I met my husband. And so soon after we were married, we made the move to Orlando, where we both got involved in education, and we both completed our doctorates in instructional leadership and curriculum development. And during all of that time, we welcomed a little boy into our life who is now 7. And we just love being together. We love traveling. We love going to Disney and just exploring. And so that's a little bit about my background. You know, my hobbies, one of my favorite hobbies for anybody that follows me online is CrossFit. I love CrossFit. I got involved with CrossFit about 2 years ago. Didn't think I would ever be able to do it. And I have been doing it faithfully for the past 2 years, and I just absolutely love it. So, yeah, so that's a little bit of info about me.
That's great. Very full and rich life, and definitely seeing how God was leading you to the place where you are today, which I know you're going to talk to us about next, which is this expertise that you have in social media marketing. How did you develop that expertise?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how, you know, God led me on this path. You know, if you would have asked me years ago, or told me years ago that I was that I would be doing social media full time, I probably would have left, because I remember when social media first came on the scene, I vividly remember saying, oh, it's just a fad. Social media is not going to, you know, stick around. Obviously, I was wrong. And really, what led me on that path, you know, at the time, I was pursuing a life coaching business. And while I have some clients in that business, it just wasn't going the way that I had hoped it would. And so it was during that time that social media started getting really popular, and I realized that I was actually enjoying social media. I was having a good time with it. And so during that time period, I was meeting with a business coach who was helping me figure some things out for my life coaching business. And during that time, she decided to offer a social media training course. And when I heard about that, I figured, well, you know, I'll take it and see if this is something for me, something that I would enjoy doing. Well, needless to say, I never looked back. And from there, I felt that God was leading me to social media. And really, since January of 2012, He has just continued to open doors for me in this specific area, in this specific niche, whether it's, you know, working with a Forbes top 20 social media influencer, making connections, and helping a variety of people with their social media platforms.
And you're associated with iBloom. You're their communications specialist. Tell us about the work that you do with iBloom.
Yeah, so as iBloom's communications specialist, I have the opportunity to not only handle and take care of their social media platforms, but I also have the opportunity to train, speak, and consult on social media with many of our small business owners that are a part of our inner circle. And I absolutely love that aspect, because I love helping others see how they can use social media to not only attract their target audience, but also how they can use social media to really impact the lives of others, because I tend to believe that there is so much more to social media than just using it as a business tool, that we really have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. So yeah, so at iBloom, I do all things communication, all things social media, and then a part of that is the training, consulting, speaking, and writing that I do on that subject area.
Now, you have a really great tagline, hashtag be worth following. What are some of the characteristics that make someone worth following?
This is a great question. And I would say that the three characteristics that make someone worth following really comes from the key verse that surrounds this tagline, this core message of mine, which is Galatians 6, 4 through 5, which says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work that you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. And so based on that scripture that really wraps up everything that the Be Worth Following message is based on, I would say that one of the first characteristics is someone who has a deep understanding of who they are and how God has uniquely created them. I really believe that if we want to be somebody that's worth following both online and offline, that we have to know who it is that we are and who it is that God has created us to be. And so just like Galatians 6, 4 through 5 says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work that you have been given. People follow people, both online and offline, who have a clear understanding of who they are. And so that's a big key characteristic. Another one, I would say, is someone who is not comparing themselves or trying to be like someone else, because once you know who you are and who it is that God's created you to be, then you're not getting caught up in the trap of comparing who you are with what everybody else is, with, you know, what everybody else is doing and who everybody else is. And then lastly, somebody that is worth following is somebody who is doing the creative best with their life by using their gifts, skills, and talents to fulfill the calling that God has given them. And the reason being is because all of us are attracted to people who not only know who they are, people who are not comparing themselves, people who have this confidence about who they really are, but also someone who is doing something with their life, somebody who is utilizing their gifts, skills, and talents every single day to fulfill the calling that God has given them. And so I really believe that those are three main characteristics that make someone worth following both online and offline, because somebody who has these three characteristics, you're going to see that across their online platforms, the way they present themselves both online and offline. And so I think those are really three key things that we have to have in place in order to be somebody that's worth following.
Those are some great characteristics. And fundamental to that is just being comfortable with who you are. And when you are comfortable with who you are, you exude confidence, and that helps to attract other people to you and your message.
Exactly.
So what are three leadership strategies that have helped you to get ahead in your own career and business?
Yeah, I would say, gosh, again, it kind of goes back to me for Galatians 6, 4 through 5, because there was a point in my life, you know, when I was getting started in the social media world, where I didn't really know who I was. I was still in that process of trying to figure out, you know, how did God create me? What did he have for me? And because I didn't know who I was, I found myself consistently comparing myself to others in my industry and trying to be and duplicate what they were doing. And quite honestly, it was a bit stressful. I never felt satisfied because I was trying to be somebody that I really wasn't. And so it wasn't until I took the time to really dive into who I was and what it was that made me unique and what it was that God was specifically calling me to do, that I was able to walk down the specific path that he had for me. And, you know, during this whole process, I was trying to be like all these other gurus. And during that, I just failed to realize that God had something different for me, and that I didn't have to, you know, be one of those recognized gurus listed on a top 30 list. I didn't have to do, you know, the same things that they were doing. I didn't have to try and reach the same people that they were reaching. And so for me, the biggest leadership strategy was taking the time to learn about me, because when I did that, it was then that everything, really everything else, shifted for the better. And then I would say that the second leadership strategy goes along with that, because when I finally came to understand who I was, again, I was no longer comparing myself to everyone. And I really wholeheartedly believe that this is a big leadership issue, because I think it can be so easy for us to fall prey into this trap, especially with social media, when we're kind of seeing everybody's highlight reel and everybody's great moments in their life and everything, that we can easily fall to that trap of comparing ourselves. So when I, again, finally realized the special, unique calling that God had on my life and how he wired me, I was no longer comparing myself to what everybody else was doing. And then lastly, I would say that I learned that there is a season for everything. Once I knew who I was and the work that God had given me for this specific season of life, I in turn was able to sink myself into that. You know, I used to think falsely. I used to believe that I had to have everything figured out and get everything going at that exact moment. But God clearly showed me that there is a season for everything, and that if I would just focus on what he had called me to do right now during this season of life, then he would move me forward at the perfect pace, the pace that he saw fit. So yeah, so I would say those are probably the three leadership strategies that have helped me to move forward, is again, really understanding who I am, not comparing myself to others, and then realizing that there's a season for everything and that I don't have to accomplish everything and save the world, you know, in one day.
So you've made it clear throughout the interview that God is very important to you and your relationship with Christ is very important. What role would you say faith plays in your career?
Yeah, as you can see, that's a big part of who I am. One of my strengths, according to StrengthsFinder, is belief. And people with the belief strength are people that basically have to do work that meshes with what they believe. And I have really found this to be so true in my own life. And so for me, there really is no separation between faith and career. For me, it just kind of all comes together. And, you know, I often think back to my 17-year-old self, where there I am in Venezuela, in the middle of a country, doing mission work, and just having this profound sense and knowing that God was calling me to full-time ministry. And, of course, back in that day, you know, I viewed full-time ministry as really just working in the church. But through my career experiences, God has continually shown me how I have been in ministry, even though maybe at the time I was working in education, or, you know, now I'm working in the field of social media. And so, yeah, for me, I've always had to find work that allows me to bring together what I believe into my career, because it's just such a big part of who I am.
Wow. So what are some of your personal goals and aspirations at this point?
Well, my big one right now is my Be Worth Following book, which is going to be published this year. I'm so excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am I'm ready to get that out. And, you know, it's going to be, again, around my core message of being somebody who is worth following online. And it's going to be covering things related to how you can be different and influence people in a crowded social world. So I'm really excited about that. And then also just excited about the doors that God is continuing to open for me to speak at different places. And so I'm really excited about that. Those are, you know, two of my big goals is that book and those speaking engagements. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to continue to do this year.
Wonderful. So what's next for iBloom?
For iBloom, you know, our big focus for this year is our inner circle. We have an incredible group of women in our inner circle that God has given us the opportunity to serve as they move forward into the life that they feel that God has called them to, and move forward in creating and building a successful business. And so for us at iBloom, that is really our key focus, is focusing on serving our women well as throughout the year, as we have different times that we will open the doors to our inner circle. And so we are really excited about that, because God continues to bring us more women, and we continue to see the women who are actively involved in our inner circle and going through the trainings and everything. We are seeing them hit milestones, celebrate, and just accomplish things that they never thought was possible. And so we are really, really excited about that, and just really excited about spending this year really serving them and serving more women, the women that God brings to us, and making that our key focus.
Great. So, Dr. Bennett, how can our listeners find you?
Yes, so they can find me on social media. I'm there all the time. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Jen Bennett for all three platforms. That's my my handles, at Dr. Jen Bennett. And soon I am going to have my own personal website that will be launched very soon, and so they can find me at drjenbennett.com.
Great. Dr. Bennett, thank you so much for taking the time today to share about yourself as well as sharing some helpful strategies with our listeners on how they can be worth following.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So to all of our listeners today, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless.